Special Counsel Jack Smith resigned before President Donald Trump took office. But under the Trump administration, the Justice Department fired more than a dozen career officials who worked to prosecute the former president. Smith's team brought charges against the president for allegedly mishandling classified documents and for his role in the lead-up to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Courts later dismissed both cases. Many of the fired employees were career officials following orders or assigned to the investigations. But in his letter to them, Acting Attorney General James McHenry told the outgoing employees that he believed their prior work compromised his trust in them. "Given your significant role in prosecuting the president," he wrote, "I do not believe that the leadership of the department can trust you to assist in implementing the president's agenda faithfully." McHenry's mention of the president's agenda is something that's become a source of political discourse. The Justice Department's mission statement includes independence and impartiality as part of its historic values. But both Democrats and Republicans have accused each other of politicizing or weaponizing the department with their actions in recent years. After taking office last week, President Trump signed an executive order ending what he described as the weaponizing of the federal government. It's part of a broader effort by President Trump to investigate prosecutors involved in bringing charges against him and his allies, a key promise he made on the campaign trail. The investigation extends to charges against participants in the January 6th attack, with interim U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Ed Martin, looking into the origins of obstruction charges against some rioters. The Supreme Court threw out those charges in a ruling last summer. The employees set to lose their jobs do have a mechanism to appeal the decision. The letter noted they can appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board, which reviews cases where government employees allege illegal workplace practices or partisan political interference with nonpartisan jobs.